This is the Creed 3 review. Where's 1 and 2? Well, I wasn't around for those. But welcome. Still dominating the boxing world, Adonis Creed is thriving in his career and family life. When Damian, a childhood friend and former boxing prodigy, surfaces after serving time in prison, he's eager to prove that he deserves his shot in the ring. The face-off between former friends is more than just a fight. To settle a score, Adonis must put his future on the line to battle Damian, a fighter who has nothing to lose. Now, that sounds very dramatic. This is an action drama sports movie. Hello. Rated PG-13 with a runtime of 1 hour and 56 minutes. Michael B. Jordan's strong directorial debut. We're going to get right into it. This will be spoiler-free, so let me say off top with the PSA. If you haven't gotten into the Creed series, do it. That's one. The first two movies are available on Amazon Prime and HBO Max. They made it so easy for you. On the other hand, if you haven't seen the previous film and don't have time to before you go to the theaters, this movie is not hard to grasp at all. In fact, my friends hadn't seen them, and with the brief synopsis I gave them before we walked into the theater, they were still thoroughly entertained. That aspect alone is big for a trilogy and definitely shows great adaptability for prospective audiences. It isn't tough to get into, but do check out the first two if you have the opportunity. I still recommend that. You won't be sitting there lost. They tee it up pretty nicely. And if you don't have a friend like me, just look up the synopsis or like a quick breakdown on YouTube or something, and you'll catch right up. Now, the good old tale of best buddies turn rivals is something we've seen before, but the storyline keeps you connected while presenting Adonis's backstory with themes of childhood trauma, adolescence, caretaking, jealousy, and the tense conflict we pulled up for. Predictable, of course, but it isn't boring and keeps you engaged by filling in the blanks as it goes on. Certain plot devices were easy to pick up on, but I wasn't mad. I didn't roll my eyes when it was revealed. It was just like, yeah, I wrote this. Now, the performances were performing. The top tier award, hands down, goes to Myla Davis Kent, who plays Adonis's daughter, Amara. She was amazing and quickly becomes your fave. Everyone else did I as well. Jonathan Majors continues to be booked and busy. With good reason, he delivers here. Very emotive performance from him. For sure on par with Kang, if not better. And the training between him and Michael B. Jordan is just ridiculous. They put in the work and it shows. Felicia Rashad, do I even have to say she did that? Because she did. It's always good to see her on film, and she does have more screen time. I can actually see more films featuring Michael and Jonathan. They have good on-screen chemistry, and we know when it comes to action, they both can deliver. I'm not asking for a buddy cop comedy, but they could probably do something that's just action-packed and entertaining. I think that would be cool for the two of them. The action sequences, from training to ring sessions, are just beautiful. But they boxing. How is it beautiful? It is. I keep bringing them up. My friends are by no means fans of boxing at all. And they were into it. Overall, cinematography was tight and the lighting was on point as well. The debut weekend has been very successful. For a $75 million budget, it made about $58.6 million domestically and $100.4 million worldwide. So, yeah. The highest opening for a sports movie and the biggest theatrical opening for Amazon since they acquired MGM. Yeah, they own that too. I know. It never ends. And you probably remember that this was pushed back so it didn't have to compete with Black Panther Wakanda Forever for that Thanksgiving holiday bag. I don't really mind that and respect the decision because I feel like this is a good film to kick off the spring anyway. And we'll get butts back into theaters. Our theater was full, actually. Oh, I almost forgot to mention. We also tried CMX Cinema since there is a new one in the area. CMX is essentially a luxury dine-in theater. I may as well give that mini review now because I'm always bigging up Alamo any chance I get. CMX has plush reclining seats, very comfy and spacious. Decent food. It was cool, but I still prefer Alamo. Like, I'm not tripping off my waiters and staff being suited and booted. I like the more laid-back vibe of Alamo, so. I'm not going to give a rating to the theater, but you know what it is. It's Alamo for life. Overall, I rate Creed 3 a solid 4 out of 5. No shock there. It's very strong for a trilogy film. Like, I was very surprised because, you know, the movies tend to get a little bungled and very fanservice-y around the third, the fourth, and the fifth installments. But yeah, it wasn't corny. I would recommend seeing it in theaters for sure, with no hesitation. You're going to be entertained. And what else do you have to do? It's almost spring break. I definitely see more for this franchise as well. It just writes itself and with the possibilities. But I will say, if they do decide to continue, I hope they follow this formula and don't try to do the most in order to draw and hold interest. And you know what they typically do. They throw in a bunch of celebrity cameos that we didn't need, product placement and branding. Not that that wasn't here because, hello, Henny was everywhere. But to the point where it's just like blatantly annoying and it just comes off as more of an advertisement than a movie. Don't do that, please. See? Spoiler free. That wasn't difficult at all. But I did almost slip up at some points. I have questions and certain aspects that I'm still wondering about. And you may as well. So, be sure to connect with us via Spotify poll and Q&A sections, leaving your thoughts for Creed 3. Again, it's okay if you have not seen the first two films. Unless you're really that sick of a person, you got options. Remember, it is on Amazon Prime and HBO Max for your viewing pleasure. But again, don't let that sway you or make you not go see it because it's worth it. You can also hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com, or feel free to leave a voicemail using the Anchor app. All links are in the description box. Peace.